Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by Stream8.com, the global leader in live streaming with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. Stream8 creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on Stream8.com. The question is, are you ready? Hey Skin, how are you, love?
I am ready.
Well, we know you're always ready, and I'm ready for this show, too, because, you know, we've been doing some of these top 10 shows and great listener response. And I feel like every time we do, I learn so much, and I'm super stoked because today we're hitting 1987 and you have been blowing my mind with the 80s. So I am ready to rock and roll on this show.
We're going to do the top 10 nude scenes of the of 1987. And
wow.
So what I've been wanting to do, I'm going to go back in the history of nudity over the next couple of years and just every once in a while pick a year and do my top 10 nude scenes from that year and kind of bring you back there. And it's actually fun for me because like I actually remember vividly 1987. Were you even born in 1987, Andrea?
Barely.
Barely. That's so funny. So
yeah, I was probably playing with like My Little Ponies or Cabbage Patch dolls or something like that.
Cabbage Patch, yeah. Right. Well, so what I'm going to do is tell you, Andrew, what the best nude scenes from 1987 were. I'll count them down 10 through 1. Some of these you're going to know. Some of these you're not, but I'm going to turn you on to some great stuff because, listen, I don't care what year it is, and obviously some years are better than others, but there are no bad top 10 lists from one particular year, especially when you're talking in the 1980s. So 1987, so just a quick just give you a little background on the year. So, Andrew, if you wanted to buy a house, the median household income, 1987, $26,000. That seems low to me, but that was the way it was.
Wow.
Price of a new house. Listen to me. I said house was $26,000. Median household income, not that what a house costs, but you know, family, $26,000 was about average. A new house cost $127,000. Yeah, that's why the $26,000 seemed low to me. $127,000 was average price of a new house. And then price of gas, 95 cents for a gallon of gas. I know. You should have been.
It's just like a knife going into my heart with all this.
Yeah, I know. Andrea, you could have been. Yeah, imagine the size of your house, right?
Dude.
This was the last year of Ronald Reagan as president. Remember, he had the Iran-Contra scandal going on. He had that big Berlin Wall speech, Mr. Gorbachev, like, no, tear down this wall. Yeah, I know you don't remember that, but I do.
I'm a history buff. Having a big birthmark on his head.
Yeah, on his face, right?
That's all I remember.
Yeah, the 1987 Giants beat Denver in the Super Bowl. Twins beat Baltimore Orioles in the World Series. God, that was 1987. I remember it well when Minnesota won. Listen to these. You will know these movies. Top movies at the box office, Three Men and a Baby.
Yes.
Fatal Attraction. You, of course, know that. Beverly Hills Cop 2. Good Morning Vietnam. Moonstruck. That's a movie with Cher. They were all big movies. You had Dirty Dancing came from that year, Lethal Weapon, RoboCop, those were all biggies. TV shows, Andrew, you know them well, The Cosby Show, Cheers, Golden Girls, Growing Pains, those were the big shows back in 1987. It's so funny to think Cosby Show was so big back then.
Okay, so I am like the biggest Golden Girls fan, like, of all time.
That's funny, because you have golden curls from what I remember.
You know it, boo. I'm wondering, have any of those ladies ever done nudity? My first thing is, no, I don't think so.
Oh, you're asking of the...
Like Bea Arthur? No.
Betty White, I don't think so.
Betty White, Rue McClanahan, Betty White, I don't know.
Betty White was never nude in a movie or television show, but I do own... pictures of her as a nude model.
What?
Yes.
Betty White?
Yes, she was a nude model in the late 40s, early 50s, and I own these. I will send them to you from...
Thank you, darling.
Yes, and she was even on decks of playing cards. I remember my friend Celebrity Sleuth that owned the magazine had told me about this, and he showed me... He owned decks of... He collects all this stuff, and he had a deck of playing cards with Betty White naked on the playing cards. Had these racy cards back in the day, and recently I uncovered some more nude Betty White modeling stuff. But you'd be blown away, Andrea, how just to see Betty White naked is kind of crazy. But it wasn't from a movie or television show, but she did do nude modeling. Rue McClanahan, from Golden Girls. Mm-hmm. She was like the hot to trot senior citizen. She was Blanche on the show, and
yes, kind of slutty. I loved her.
She was slutty, but believe it or not, this is really crazy. There was a movie called Hollywood After Dark in 1968, and her character, now number one, she was in a bikini, so that you at least see this, but her character actually had a nude scene, but we're pretty confident it was a body double because you just completely don't see the face with the body. And yeah, it's just weird. But she was in a movie that had nudity. It just, we're 99% sure it was a body double. So yeah.
All right, cool. Well, thank you for blowing my mind. And this is why I love you. You know, we didn't plan to talk about the Golden Girls. You just know this stuff off the top of your head. It never like impresses me with your knowledge you have just at your disposal at all times.
Thank you. Thank you.
But
yeah, everyone's good at something. Yeah. So, and also like Walk Like an Egyptian. I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston. Here I Go Again by Whitesnake. That Tawny Katane music video huge in 1987. So that's the era we're talking about. And let me start with my 10th best nude scene of 1987, and you know the movie well. It's Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction. Now, this was a huge hit, number two at the box office in 1987. What's interesting is Adrian Lynn, who had just done 9.5 Weeks, I think it was the year before, he made he had just done 9.5 Weeks, and Adrian Lynn did this Fatal Attraction. He directed it. And listen, this is just, this movie, when you think about it, Fatal Attraction, we still use this with girls or guys that are
100%
stalkers. Yeah, and it actually, that movie started a much larger cultural kind of conversation about the crime of stalking. And It was really interesting. One thing I'll say about Fatal Attraction. So the story is Michael Douglas is a Manhattan lawyer who he thinks is just this brief affair while his wife, played by Ann Archer, and their daughter are out of town. So he's a Manhattan lawyer. He meets this woman at work, and they have this passionate sex a couple times, and then he's like, all right, that's it. I'm going back to my wife and kid. Well, you know, Glenn Close will have none of it. But one of the cool things they did in Fatal Attraction, in the very beginning of the movie, they showed Ann Archer in a white t-shirt and panties, and she had no bra on in the bathroom getting ready for they were going out to dinner, and he was getting his suit on, and they showed her. And it always struck me, is what people, why I thought Fatal Attraction worked so well. He cheated on a gorgeous wife.
They and always do, Skin, don't they?
Well, that's my point. In real life, that's true. And if they would have made his wife be unattractive, you might have been like, oh, now I know why he's doing this. So that's what made it even more powerful. His wife was actually hotter than Glenn Close, in a sense.
Totally.
Yeah, and it really was. I remember noticing that when I saw the movie, and then I saw an interview with, I think it was Adrian Lynn or somebody else, and he said, I purposely wanted the wife to be gorgeous because that makes it more realistic. So it really was a cool movie, and to this day, always gives guys the chills. And you know, you had the fit or the rabbit boiling in the water.
Dude,
and all that other stuff.
I know, but it's like Those scenes I remember to this day.
Yeah, exactly. And anyway, so Fatal Attraction, there was a couple of nude scenes, but the scene where Glenn Close is just in bed after sex is so hot. She's completely nude. There's a couple scenes I could have chose, but Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction, number 10 nude scene of 1987, and love that. Love it a lot.
Dude, I'm with you. And it's like that movie is still a PSA today. It's guys, some chicks are just crazy. Just keep it in your pants. Otherwise, you might have a fatal attraction situation of your own.
Yep. I think all of us have had fatal attraction situations. It's just as a married person that becomes like 10 times more
very problematic,
right? But if you're in high school or college or when you were dating in your 20s, we've all had that happen. But man, to have it when you're married, that's scary stuff. So Glenn Close and Fatal Attraction, my number 10 nude scene of 1987. Now number 9, you probably don't know this actress or this movie, but let me turn you on, Andrea.
Please.
The Last Innocent Man, Roxanne Hart, at the hour and 10 minute mark of that movie. The Last Innocent Man, it's kind of a forgotten erotic thriller. It stars Ed Harris. He's a lawyer who falls for his client, who's actually double crossing him, played by Roxanne Hart, and I got to tell you, nudity was spectacular. She had done a little nudity in the cult classic Highlander from 1986, but she's probably best known if you were a television junkie in the 90s. She was Nurse Camille Stutt on the CBS medical drama Chicago Hope from about, I think it was like 94 to 98 or so, and Andrea, she is just got the nicest nips. We call those puffy nips back in the day.
Yes.
But yeah, puffers. Roxanne Hart nude at the hour and 10 minute. I don't know if it was the erotic or the fact that it was a double cross or, I don't know what it was, but I just love this nude scene. She's topless with Ed Harris. And do you agree with the puffy nips and all that? But yeah, really gorgeous topless scene from Roxanne Hart, Last Innocent Man, number 9 on my best nude scenes of 1987.
I'm so glad you've opened my eyes to this. Never seen this movie, never heard of her, but those are some perky puffers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the combination of super perky boob with like very puffy areola. Right. So very fun to watch. I could watch this over and over. Oh, wait,
I need my puffer. I need my puffer. Anyway, it's a Hollywood Nights reference. But anyway, so that was great. So yeah, Roxanne Hart, glad I turned you on. I knew you probably hadn't heard of her.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. And now it's time for our StreamMate Cam Model Spotlight of the Week. We have the gorgeous XX Kiara XX. Hey, love, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
We are doing great, and it's so nice to connect with you. Skin, Kiara is 5'8", 140 pounds, brown hair, green eyes. She's got a nice curvaceous body to her and big, big, big boobies. Double yes. D, sometimes E.
Andrea, I want to say I wish it was Tuesday today.
Why? What's Tuesday?
Because Tuesday at Kiara's website or Twitter is Bouncing Titties, Titty Tuesday. So.
Oh, Kiara, how did you come up with that?
Well, I have these double D titties and everyone just seems to love them. So, double D titties bouncing in your face. Just, I don't know. Got to give people what they want.
So I'm looking here on your StreamMate account that you're naturally submissive. Was this something you learned while camming or is this something that you learned in your personal life?
Ooh, that's a great question. I would say definitely both. I don't know. I'm a good girl. I want to be daddy's little girl.
Ooh.
I want to be obedient. And it makes me feel good to get people off. So.
That's awesome. Now, we also hear it's your birthday coming up. So are you planning anything fun or naughty or anything for StreamMate?
So, yes, on all accounts. So I was definitely going to pamper myself, manicure, pedicure.
Nice.
But I'm going to be having a video that drops on StreamMate because people love my fucking my soccer coach video. So
I saw that. I'm fascinated. That was my next question, but finish, please.
Yes. So I have a part 2 that's going to drop, kind of like a mini series. And so my soccer coach is spying on me in the shower. So I figured that would be a fun, naughty thing for my birthday. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Andrew, it gives new meaning to header.
You know, did you play soccer, Kira? Because I did. And I would, I mean, that's, I couldn't imagine boning or showering in front of my coach. You did? Yeah, because I see that on your pictures and like video stills. There's like, you have the soccer cleats on. Like, you're not messing around, girl.
No, I loved role play. I actually play soccer now, so it helps. But role playing was my favorite thing to do on cam. So,
what are some of the most bizarre role playing kind of characters people have you get into? Anything that's kind of weird, or is everything just okay?
I mean, there's definitely trends. So, you know, mommy, sister, as I mentioned, daddy's little girl. But probably one of my most memorable role plays, and I kind of thought he was joking, but we get sprayed by a skunk and he, like, you know, is my hero, throws me in the bathtub, covers me in tomato juice, and then puts me in the bathtub.
So the skunk fetish role play. Skin, you ever heard of that? You into that?
That's called the Pepe Le Pew role play.
Pepe Le Pubic.
Oh my God, Andrea.
I know, but you know what? That doesn't even apply to Kira because she's bald downstairs. Right, girl?
Right.
Yes, completely bald.
Now, you know, we've been asking a lot of the StreamMate girls what the weirdest thing they've ever seen on StreamMate is, you know, whether it be watching a guy do something or just what is the weirdest, craziest, like I'm talking craziest thing that you've ever personally witnessed on cam?
Oh,
I know.
am I allowed to speak about this?
Yes, you are. And if not, we'll edit it out. We're not naming names.
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, there's a self cocksucker. That's always a treat.
Wait, so how does that work? He just kind of bends forward and he's really flexible?
Yeah, and usually they have a big dick too, but yeah, right. Well, yeah, combination thereof. So that's always fun.
I mean,
always,
let's be real. If I had a D, I would suck it.
Like, right, but you also have to be really flexible, Andrea, to do so.
Yeah.
Who says I'm not, Skin? You should check out my Twitter, Skin.
Oh, I have.
Well, for all the weird things that we've heard cam girls talk about, that's probably the least weird and maybe the most hot. So you win on all accounts there. I want everyone to check out Kira. She's absolutely gorgeous. She's fun. She even has good reviews. StreamMate.com/cam/XX Kira, KIERAXX. And follow her on Twitter too, XXKiraXXO, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Right, well, you are a treat, and I hope everyone goes and visits your account and does some shows with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It was fun talking to you folks.
Yeah, that was great. Thanks so much.
Yeah, enjoy.
You got it. The next one you may have heard of because she's really a B-movie scream queen. Her name's Monique Gabrielle in Amazon Woman on the Moon. And this happens at the very beginning of the flick. Now, Amazon Women on the Moon is a sketch comedy in the tradition of like the Groove Tube or Kentucky Fried Movie. And it was actually produced and co-directed by John Landis, who he originally made Kentucky Fried Movie, that's the one with Uschi Degard in the shower. You know it well now from knowing me. He also did Animal House, Trading Places, and Into the Night. So those are all like iconic movies for nudity as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, John Landis was big. And this scene is one of the greatest and longest nude in public scenes you're ever going to see. Now, Monique Gabrielle was a 1982 Penthouse pet. She turned into this B-movie scream queen. And Andrea, she's been naked 26 times. So one of the reasons this is farther back on my list is more because she's done so many new scenes in her career. Looking back, it wasn't as powerful if this was like, you know, Julia Roberts doing, if this is Julia Roberts, this is like, you know, one of the great nude scenes of all time. But to pull it back, Monique Gabrielle walking around nude, it's cool. She's got her purse on and it's just a really funny, wild scene where she's just going about her day shopping and walking around, but doing it completely nude while everyone else is clothed and no one notices. And it's just a really awesome nude scene. It's number 8 on my best nude scenes of 1987.
And watching this scene and looking at her body, it's like, yeah, get the penthouse thing, but she really should have been in perfect 10. She's amazing.
It's almost like, scary how great her body is.
How perfect. It's like the perfect female form, 100% natural. I mean, the curves are ridiculous. I'm blown away by how gorgeous she is on every level. Every inch of her body, I'm floored.
Yeah, well, speaking of gorgeous, perfect boobs, number 7 on my list, which, by the way, this movie, I was talking to CP before the show, and when I put this on the list, he told me that Hard Ticket to Hawaii is one of his favorite movies, and I guess the guys here at the Skin offices, when they do movie night and stuff, and we do that here, they will play Hard Ticket to Hawaii. It's a Skin cult classic. They all love it here, and it's this movie. Well, first of all, it's Patty Duffick in Hard Ticket to Hawaii at the 50-minute mark, and Andrea, are those not spectacular real breasts? She was a playmate, 1984 May Playmate of the Month, and these this Hard Ticket to Hawaii was one of Andy Sedaris. He's like one of the all-time champions of like Skin cinema, beginning with Malibu Express in 1985. He made these crazy, a bunch of them, like 11 or 10, like one-of-a-kind action movies starring, he'd get like Playboy Playmates and Penthouse Pets as super spies on missions that tended to take them to tropical islands where their bikinis would easily come off. But we are, and I am, such a huge fan of this Patty Duffick and the nudity in this. And listen, these movies are just right up our alley. All natural babes from Playboy in cool, fun, like action crime movies and getting very naked. So Patty Duffick, Hard Ticket to Hawaii, my 7th best nude scene of 1987.
Obviously, I'm watching this scene. Her body's incredible, but I'm looking at her centerfold, and I'm like, how was she not Playmate of the Year with that body?
Well, I was talking to some guys. We were talking about this, where this could be one of the greatest tan line penthouse centerfolds ever. It's ridiculous.
I think it is.
And plus, how dark does the bush look against the super white dark backdrop? It's like oh my
Snow
God.
White.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And her boobs are some dwarves right there. Like, I mean, it's sensational. I can't get over. I can't stop staring.
I know. It's really great. So that's number 7.
Gorgeous.
So it's Patty Duffick and Hard Ticket to Hawaii, my number 7. Now, number 6 is an actress I love. It's Annette O'Toole in Cross My Heart. And she is a gorgeous natural redhead. I first really became a fan of hers in the 1982 Skin classic Cat People with Nastasha Kinski. She had that scene in the locker room that I'll always love. And in real life, she's married to Michael McKean, who played Lenny of Lenny and Squiggy fame on Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah.
He's on Better Call Saul. He was David St. Hubbins in Spinal Tap. So, she's married to him. And she's in bed with Martin Short at the 46-minute mark Across My Heart. And she just has another just spectacular rack. And a funny thing is, Martin Short, actually, I don't have it for you here, not that you need it, but he shows his butt in this scene. So it's funny. It's like Martin Short nude in the same scene. But Annette O'Toole in Across My Heart is my 6th favorite nude scene of 1987.
Bring it. And she's got those paleolas like we love.
We're big fans. It's almost fan. Looks like just nips, because the areolas are so light that they just blend into the creamy milkiness of the breast. So it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah. But anyway, she played Superman's teenage girlfriend, Lana Lang, in Superman 3 in 1983. And then, so that's why she was pretty famous when she did these movies. She may not be to you or to people now super famous, but you got to remember, in the 80s, Annette O'Toole was pretty big news, and she ended up playing on Smallville. She played Superboy's mom on the TV series, so she's still she's still in happening. But man, was she looking great back in 1987 when she did Cross My Heart with Martin Short.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Now, number 5 is someone you know very well, but I'm going to turn you on to a very, very, very early nude scene. It's Elizabeth Hurley in Aria. Aria at the 49-minute mark. And she really looks different, because we have, you see so many pictures of her now on Instagram and stuff. And look at her eyebrows. They were just thicker and different, you know, from 1987. But Aria came out deep into the MTV music video era, and it's kind of an attempt to make music videos out of famous opera pieces, with each of these videos were directed by a different famous filmmaker. So it's a kind of chopped together weird movie, and I know Robert Altman was involved, Ken Russell, and they were involved with this, but it's kind of a forgettable movie, like people don't really remember it. But I gotta tell you, Elizabeth Hurley, she must have been in her early 20s.
Yeah.
And she gets completely naked. And look at those breasts. She actually has kind of bigger boobs there than she does now, because she's like kind of thinned out more.
Thinner.
As a supermodel. Yeah. And I got to tell you, it's really spectacular. And as a bonus, Bridget Fonda, who was only 23 in the movie, was naked too. So,
ooh.
Yeah, Elizabeth Hurley, and even I'll throw in a Bridget Fonda bonus, but complete nudity from Elizabeth Hurley, who was 22 maybe, and Bridget Fonda at 23 in Aria from 1987, my fifth best nude scene of that year.
Dude, a big Elizabeth Hurley fan. Anytime I can see her doing anything, I love it. So to see her totally naked in Aria, thank you, Skin.
Oh, yeah.
God bless
no,
you.
You got
God
it.
Bless
you. Anything I could do to help. Now, number four, the best nude scenes of 1987. If, you know, again, this movie aired on cable television a lot throughout the late 80s and early 90s. It's Lisa Niemi in Slam Dance. And Slam Dance, it's a strange little art film about a political sex scandal cover-up. And now, Lisa Niemi, I was trying to think, how could I, you know, make sure that Andrea knew who this girl was, but she is probably best known as, at one point, she was married to Patrick Swayze.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, it's interesting because the Slam Dance movie poster was kind of like a bait and switch. They had the Virginia Madsen, who I'm a huge fan of, was, and not, she wasn't shy about getting nude, but she looked super sexy on the movie poster. And then at the very beginning of the movie, Virginia Madsen gets killed and she's out of the movie, and that's it. But what really is memorable about Slam Dance is the scene at the 54-minute mark where Lisa Niemi is completely nude. And Andrea, you can even see some lips there.
Some.
It's full frontal. Oh, my God. And Tom Hulce, who is the co-star in this, this scene is a pretty funny scene in this. And then he's interrupted by... he's a painter, and he is interrupted by his wife, played by Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, and the 5-year-old daughter. So it's a very funny scene. But while all this is going on, Lisa Niemi is standing there completely naked in great lighting, and it really truly is one of the great full frontal scenes. I just love this scene. And like I said, you literally could see lips. It's that graphic, just her standing there.
Dude, I don't even have to zoom in to see it. It's amazing. I love how she's completely moving around and posing in different angles so we can see every inch of her body. Literally, like you said, the lighting is phenomenal. Nothing is hidden. We see it all. I've never seen her before in my life. She's extremely beautiful. I can see why she was married to Patrick Swayze. And I'm just so blown away that she did such bold nudity.
Oh, yeah.
You can see the coochie coo.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
It's wild. So, Lisa Niemi in Slam Dance, my fourth best nude scene in 1987. So let me get the last three. You're going to know these girls really well. And I don't know if you're going to even know a couple of these nude scenes, but Diane Lane in Lady Beware was my third best nude scene of 1987. And Diane Lane is still happening today. You know, she started as a child actress. She made the cover of Time magazine when she was 14. And she really grew up to be this beautiful and glamorous actress today. I still think she's one of the hottest actresses in Hollywood. And this movie, Lady Beware from 1987, is a psychological thriller. It played a lot. I know, late night on cable, that's where I first saw it. And she plays an artist who designs this kinky mannequin displays. There are these kinky mannequin displays for store windows. And she gets kind of stalked by a psycho she's sort of in love with. So, you know, big stalking thing, theme today with Fatal Attraction, a big stalking theme in this movie here. But I got to tell you, Andrea, Lady Beware when at the 46 minute mark, when Diane Lane just seduces this guy by getting completely naked, is one of the hottest scenes of the 1980s. Love this topless scene from a much younger but still incredibly gorgeous Diane Lane in Lady Beware.
She's absolutely beautiful, and her boobs are phenomenal. I just love everything about her, and I'm blown away by
it. I know.
No flaws.
I know.
I mean, this is crazy.
By the way, I don't think this movie's ever been released on any really good Blu-ray anything, and our what you're looking at is the best we've ever been able to find, but someone please release Lady Beware on Blu-ray so we could get
a better look.
Oh my God, yeah. So anyway, but it's still, even in this rather grainy in today's standards look at the gorgeous Diane Lane, this is still my third favorite nude scene of 1987.
I can't get over how it's like all these, every clip we're looking at, it's like these boobs are so good. Everyone has the best boobs on earth. I can't get over it. And they're all different.
Yeah. Well, wow. The next one, this is really an amazing, amazing nude scene. And it's probably one of the more gratuitous nude scenes you're ever going to see, because I don't really understand why they put it in, but I'm not complaining. But number two of the best nude scenes in 1987 is Ellen Barkin in Siesta. Mm. Now, Siesta, it's a weird art film. It's made by a music video. There's a lot of music video stuff going on in this era. Mary Lambert, she was a music video director. She later went on to direct American Psycho in 1999. But this movie I've tried to watch with Gabriel Byrne, and I just can't watch it. I don't know what's going on. It's like, doesn't make sense to me, but you know, whatever. But, Ellen Barkin was kind of unknown at the time. I mean, this was before, Diner and all the other things that she's become, you know, she went on to become a big star with The Big Easy and Sea of Love.
Yeah.
This was made right before she hit it big in Big Easy. And so not a lot of people knew her, but this scene, it's very early in the film, in the first couple of minutes, she's like on a riverbank, and for no reason, she just takes her dress off. And Andrea, she lays at the side of the riverbank, completely naked in natural light, and you could see lips. This is Ellen Barkin. Now she's on Animal Kingdom. She plays Smurf on TNT. Total lippage here. This is like a gyno shot on Ellen Barkin. It's unbelievable.
I don't know that I've ever seen an actress positioned like this before in any film where, it's not a porn actress. It's an actress. And she's laying down, like you said, on the riverbank, but the legs are facing us, but one leg is up. Facing us.
Yeah,
so we get it all. And she's, of course, you know, putting her arm in the water and putting the water over her body and stroking her hot naked body. It's like, what in the hell?
But I know,
there's
no real reason for this in the film, but I gotta
even
tell you
better.
until Rosario Dawson in Trance, there's very few times I could point to where you actually could see labia in a movie. I mean, you know, Elizabeth Berkley in Showgirls, this, Rosario Dawson in Trance, but it's amazing. If you, and no one knows about this movie or has seen it.
Well, they do now. Thank you for
they
the
do
podcast.
Now.
They do
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
MrSkinPodcast.com, everyone. Check this out now.
Yeah. So anyway, Ellen Barkin, I don't know why she did this movie, but thank you. And it's my second best nude scene of 1987. But number one, best nude scene of that year, without question. It's still one of my favorite nude scenes of the 1980s and of all time, is Lisa Bonet in Angel Heart, the sex scene with Mickey Rourke at the hour and 27 minute mark. And, you know, at the beginning of this podcast, I mentioned that The Cosby Show was the biggest show in 1987. It was like before everyone knew all the stuff about Cosby, and that was number one. And that's back when, you know, there wasn't cable and the internet and all that other stuff. So, I mean, there wasn't all these other television shows. So they had an audience for The Cosby Show that was enormous, and it was a big hit. And it's funny because Lisa Bonet was the daughter on The Cosby Show, Denise Huxtable. But then out of the blue, she did this R-rated, really NC-17 rated to be exact, sex scene with Mickey Rourke. And it's so outraged Bill Cosby that he spun her off from the Cosby Show onto her own sitcom, A Different World, when he got wind of this, because, you know, he wanted to keep those family values, you know, going, which seems so crazy now. But this, you also got to remember that she was like the child star on the biggest show on television when she did this incredibly graphic sex scene with Mickey Rourke. And she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous.
Yes, she is. Yeah. Yes,
and I think I said NC-17. This movie was actually rated X, and they had to, it was rated X, and they had to tone it down to get an R rating. So NC-17 didn't come on till a little later, so I jumped the gun. But yeah, to put in perspective, this sex scene was so graphic. It was originally rated X, and they had to tone it down a tad for the movie.
And like you said, because of who she was and the time, so shocking, so unexpected. So, oh my gosh, really? Denise Huxtable? Crazy.
Oh my God. Yeah, it really, and I remember when this came out, like, you got to remember, like, we only knew her from The Cosby Show. So all of a sudden she's in this movie doing this sex and nude scene, and it just blew everyone's mind. And I think, you know, to this day, it's still, like I said, one of my favorites. And what's funny is, you know, she married Lenny Kravitz, and they had a daughter, Zoe, who has done, in the last couple of years, done some really good nude scenes herself, Road Within and Pretend They Were Kissing from a couple of years ago. So if you want to get a Bonet, check this movie, Lisa Bonet in Angel Heart, my number one nude scene, Andrea, of 1987, a great, great year in nudity.
A phenomenal year in nudity. I think 1987 may be the year of the best breasts based on what you showed me.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see as we continue to do more of these year shows. But I don't know that I've ever seen more perfect boobs. I mean, everything, the perky puffers, the paleolas, the big naturals. I mean, we had Penthouse Pets and Playboy Playmates. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't get better than this. But boobs aside, major lippage from 1987.
Yes. We're showing lippage. We're showing lippage. Yeah, and it's Ellen Barkin would go on to become a big, big star. I know she was in Diner, but she was kind of a side character. But when The Big Easy and Sea of Love and all that, after that movie came out, her career really took off. And pretty incredible stuff that she would do this. But yeah, what a great year in nudity. And Andrea, it was
phenomenal.
Fun to share 1987 with you. And I got lots more to do over the course of the next couple seasons for the podcast here.
Well, I cannot wait for that. Episode 101, top 10 of 1987. Amazing. Thank you so much, Skin. We'll talk next week.
You're awesome, Andrea. Take care.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.